Good afternoon. Welcome to the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. JB and Matt. And today we are going to talk about logic versus intuition. So I don't know, by the end of this, you may have a better idea which parts of your brain control which things. It's a question from my friend Jonathan Piggin on the Isle of Man.
Thanks, me. Brother.
Thank you, brother. So Max, logic versus intuition, what's your spin?
Man, these guys got some good questions, brother. Keeps me mentally on my toes. So logic versus intuition. Obviously, one is mind, one is heart, right? One is gut, your gut feeling. Research shows now, currently in the 2018 era, that with measurements, that your heart actually reacts milliseconds before your mind even does. So there's a stone cold fact of your research. Check it out on the World Wide Web, which all these cool kids are using these days.
I did not know this.
What's that?
I did not know that.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. That was actually, we learned that in class about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
A gentleman came in and was doing all these body measurements. It was pretty cool. Long end of the stick, logic. Logic's got me into trouble many times because this thing is conditioned and programmed. Intuition is, I'm going to say, your higher self. And I'll give you two examples. You're getting chased by a saber-toothed tiger. You know to run. That's just, you just know, right? And John leaves because I'm just rambling on, obviously. But something that I overridden. I was doing an investment deal. And I had a weird sense like, oh, this seems too good to be true. And instead of going with that, I went with my mind like, oh, man, I want that extra money. I want this. And it turned out terrible for me. So that was the one time where my logic overrid my sense of intuition. And it did terrible things to me. And I'm sure it could go both ways, but that's just one of my things. So that's my little take on that, John. What's yours?
Right. Logic versus intuition. There's the connection with the heart, but it's also left side of the brain, right versus side of the brain. Just let me check. Left side of the brain is logic. So it's a rich question. I read a book recently by a guy called Malcolm Gladwell. Check him out. He's written some really good books. This one's called Blink. And the very short compressed version is we're able to take in far much more information through our eyes and our ears and our senses than we can possibly consciously process. And the example given is a museum in Greece bought a new piece of art, sculpture, and they'd had it tested, and they believed it was to be the real deal. Opening night, opening gala, hors d'oeuvres and bubbly, and all these experts came in to see this new piece. And a number of these people, one in particular, came in and he said, it's not real. But he had no idea why. He just did not know why it was not real. So the museum then went, okay, better do some more testing. Went away, tested. And eventually they found out it was fake. So that's sometimes where your head's telling you it's real.
True.
Just something deep down inside. The ability to process from all of the, not only our years of experience, but the sort of millennia, the learning from our parents and their parents and their
yes.
parents. So
can I piggyback off that? Just go back to some science.
Yep.
In this same presentation we were delivered to, the gentleman also said through our eyes, so we're not talking consciously here, we're talking through our eyes, there is between 1.5 million to 2 million points of stimuli, right? And our eyes and our subconscious can't pick up, like, for example, sonar, like a bat, and what dogs hear and see, right? All we pick up is 7 points of information out of that 2 million that's out there. So to rely on the strictly logic over intuition is almost, you know, without saying retarded, you know what I mean? It's, there's more coming through intuition than mind.
Yeah, and there's new techniques in chiropractic where they look at the physical, what they can see and what they can feel and what they can touch and the observations from the client. And then they're kind of picking up the biomechanical, match what I'm seeing, which is really interesting. I'm a gut guy. I used to be sort of really, really headstrong, and I want to do it, so I'm going to do it. But it's just something deep down that tells me not to. I used to go one way. Now I'm on the gut side. I think I've made better decisions for it.
Nice.
And it all comes down to being what, Max? More self-aware, self-confident.
True. And I'll be honest, for me, it's something I'm still learning. It's something I still struggle with. Like you, I'm aware of the decisions I make, but I'm also aware that it's usually mine first. And that comes from programming, you know, in our conditioning from the first 6 years of our life, blah, 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 right? So
we touched on this yesterday. The way we behave is basically been driven by we trust these people that we see, the doctors, the politicians, the, you know, we're led to trust and believe these people, the teachers.
Mom, but, dad, sister, brother, school, work.
But they just, they've been taught. And only when you say, well, actually, that's only one half the story. What are the other pieces of the information? Then you can make a more concrete, more informed decision about what
to do. And it's tough out there. I mean, I have some friends that are much old, like, you know, in their 60s, I would say, so older, and they're very political, right? And I was sitting at the table with them the other day, and one guy's, you know, not to get into U.S. politics, but one guy's for Trump, one guy's against Trump, and they both pull up the same piece of information, but just two different versions. One was yes and one was no. Like, so, you know, it's such a riffraff of just abundance of information that sometimes you do have to go with your gut, right? Like, yeah, he's a piece of shit, or yeah, the dude's awesome. Because you're going to find information for or against on either piece, right? Right. We've talked about this numerous times. For or against CrossFit, for or against gymnastics, for or against vegan, for or against meat. There's so much out there. You have to rely on what feels good for you. And in the end, that's all you can do to make yourself better, right?
And remember, 99 times out of 100, there's a hidden agenda.
True.
People want to do something, sign up for something, can buy something. So you got to see through the smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. And make so, good words, brother. Good words.
Smoke and mirrors. Just going to let everybody know, you may or may not have worked out, I have got a massive, massive fear of public speaking. Since I think it was in September 1990, I joined the army, and we were told to do a presentation, and we all got ripped to shreds. And since that day, I've had a massive fear of public speaking. This morning, cracked my cherry, threw up about 30 people, had a group this morning. I kind of reviewed a book, but also hitchhiked on that opportunity to slay my public speaking journey.
And?
Okay, it felt good. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
Exactly.
It's what I decide on how I absorb the information. I enjoyed it. It was really good to do.
Good for you, brother. I'm proud of you, man. That's awesome.
I'm sorry, but I'm only going to get crazier and louder and wilder now. So you want me to tone it down?
Never. On that note, people, I'm going to say this. The sun's coming up. I got my choggy. It's Thursday. I am happy to be alive. I got a big day in front of me. So there's going to be challenges. There's going to be good, the bad, the ugly, the peaks and the valleys. But we're going to do our best. Right, John?
We are each and every day. Better today than yesterday. Tomorrow than today. A little look forward for everybody on Saturday morning, 8 a.m. UK time. I'm going out for a small 84 miles in less than 24 hours.
Okay.
Don't ask how I got into it, but I'm in it. What we intend to do is do a little post before we start. I'll have the battery charger, and we'll try and do something live on the way around. It will be from Max's page or my page. That's just the way it is. But it'd be awesome for everyone to tune in, hear me along, and we'll see how far we get around, which will be the finish.
I'm proud of you, brother. Way to go on the speaking engagement, and way to go on your walk, man. You're crazy. I'm just going to stay over here and get... Love life, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We know you could be anywhere in the world, and you're right here with us, and we appreciate.
Yeah, and one last thing. I've just realized Max has been on the screen on his own for the last 5 minutes. So I thought I'd show you my face to say goodbye, but go for now.